California's insurance crisis just seems to be getting worse and worse. Yesterday, we told you about yet another company that was pulling out of the California market. And today, Randy, we have another update on the insurance crisis.
The insurers that haven't pulled out of the market are going to have quite the time paying the claims. For more, here's KTVU Fox 2.
The wildfires in Southern California have put a spotlight on the home insurance industry. And tonight, companies are being confronted with massive...
People who knew what was going on in this state have been warning about a crisis coming for a very long time, and Gavin Newsom and Ricardo Lara acted with the pace of a snail.
Because they were more interested in other pursuits.
I'm very kind of sketchy.
Yeah, you are.
And tonight, companies are being confronted with massive new claims. At a time, some insurers have reportedly agreed to sell new policies in those fire-prone areas. New at 6:30.
You mean where the houses are no longer there?
That's a gentle way of describing it.
Yeah, those fire-prone areas. New at 6:30, KTVU's Tom Bakar reports.
Sam and Allegra Rubin lived in this Pacific Palisades home for 34 years. The first wave of the Palisades...
Wait, Sam Rubin?
No.
Sam and Allegra Rubin...
Different Sam Rubin.
Okay.
I don't think Sam could have afforded the Palisades.
I don't know. He was on quite a while.
Sam and Allegra Rubin lived in this Pacific Palisades home for 34 years. The first wave of the Palisades fire missed it. The second wave incinerated it. Yet Sam and Allegra feel very, very lucky.
I feel fortunate that I have insurance, and my insurance was supposed to cancel on February 1st. Fortunately, it didn't.
Oh, wow. Thank goodness this fire happened now and not a month from now, because these insurance companies sure have your back.
If it happened a month from now, he'd probably be making a claim with the FAIR plan.
I feel fortunate that I have insurance, and my insurance was supposed to cancel on February 1st. Fortunately, it didn't, and I was out shopping for other policies that would have satisfied my lender.
Weiss Ratings, a well-respected company that grades and rates insurance companies, says Farmers Insurance and USAA denied payment on almost half of the claims they received in 2023.
Uh-oh.
Half of the claims?
That's
not good. Now, I'm sure there are scam artists out there who are trying to take advantage of the insurance companies. But I find it hard to believe that half of the claims are fraudulent.
Insurers object, saying the rating company's data overinflates the number of unpaid claims since some claims are under the deductible, or that the policy does not cover such claims. But the LA Times quotes the rating company CEO saying, "It's not fair for me to say all these rejected claims were legitimate, but it's equally unfair for insurance companies to claim they're all illegitimate."
There's a lot of fraud out there. There's not so much fraud that 50% of the claims for those two insurance companies didn't get paid out.
No, just think about that. Just apply that logic to everything else. If 50% of the people are willing to risk going to prison by filing false claims, and you apply that logic to other aspects of life, then what, 50% of the people are lying on bank forms when they're trying to get a loan? 50% of the people are lying to employers when they fill out a job application? 50% of the students are cheating on the test?
Well, that one's true.
You could be right.
Consumer Watchdog President Jamie Court says this.
I think it's really troubling when you have two companies that are paying only 50% of the claims that are submitted. The industry standard is 37%.
That's not good either.
No. Boy, we might live among a bunch of deadbeats.
Well, I'm telling you, we are at the end of the concept of insurance. It doesn't make sense anymore.
That's not very good either. But over the course of time, these two companies have consistently paid much less than the other companies, 12, 13%.
Ann Mitchell lost her Altadena home as well as a small jewelry shop. Her private insurer had canceled her a while back and forced her to find an alternative.
I feel the FAIR plan's getting an update.
I have a feeling you're right.
I have a new insurance agent. She said, you just have to do FAIR plan because it's the only thing available.
I just don't really see, just with prices, that I'll be able to rebuild the house in a similar way.
The Insurance Journal, a trade magazine, reports that the California FAIR Plan has $377 million to pay claims, plus $5.75 billion in insurance it bought to cover mass disasters.
Wait, how did the FAIR Plan get insurance?
None of this makes any sense to me at all.
It is a giant house of cards, and it is all crumbling.
$5.75 billion in insurance it bought to cover mass disasters. Now, if that's true, the FAIR Plan has just over $6 billion to pay claims. The Los Angeles fires alone could cost $8 billion, to say nothing of the rest of the state.
Oh, my.
This is going to cost a fortune.
But does it really have that much?
I've seen what the analysts say about those contracts, and if you add it all up, it's only $2.5 billion that they have access to without spending their own money.
If insurers have to make up the difference for this and future fires, Consumer Watchdog says the insurance commissioner wrote a memo saying it's okay to pass on that to all of the other policyholders.
Thanks, Ricardo Lara.
Boy, he's really looking out for us, isn't he?
I'm very kind of sketched.
It's like a battlefield without the bodies.
Tom Vakar, KTVU, Fox 2 News.
There's the latest on the ever-worsening insurance crisis. Insurance companies may not pay out some of these claims based on what they did last year and the year before that and the year before that.
I wonder if this is going to end up contributing to the population shifts going on right now in the country, where if people cannot afford to pay their insurance premiums in California, premiums that their bank requires, and they're way ahead on their house, which many of them are, if these people are just going to cash in their chips and say, okay, we're going to leave California and we're going to go to some other state where the cost of living and the cost of insurance is much lower.
Don't go to Florida.
No.